First parak of priests, sixth mishnah. Mapelis leol shmoinim ve'echod. A woman who gives birth and then she has a miscarriage within 80 days. That's of the first birth. The second miscarriage is, that miscarriage is not considered a new birth, and one does not bring a korban. If it's in the 81st day onwards, then it's considered a new birth, and one does bring a korban. If it was on the eve of the 81st day, then there's a machlekes. Beisham beipaitrim and a korban beisil mechayvim. Machlekes beisham beisil. Omer beisil lebeisham. Ma'ish no olish shmoyim ve'echad v'yoyim ve'echad. Why should there be any difference between having this miscarriage on the day of the 81st day or on the eve, which halachically is considered the 81st day? As far as Tum is concerned, it's concerned that she finished her 80 days of Tahira from the birth of the first daughter, and now she's back to a regular woman. So since it's considered a new start as far as Tum of Tahira, it should be considered a new start with respect to a Korban. Vishami said, no, it's not so. In a mountain, in my palace, Yom Shmoinim ve'echon shekein yotzei b'shah shiroi loving v'kolben. If she had her miscarriage on the 81st morning, daytime, then it's already a time that she can bring a new kolben, because you can only bring korbanos in the daytime. Toyim ma'pelas la'ol shmoinim ve'echon shel yotzei b'shah shiroi loving v'kolben. But the eve of the 81st day, she's still within the time frame that she cannot bring a new korban anyway if she'd have an hapola then. So therefore, as far as korbanos is concerned, the 81st day starts only from the morning. Beisil answer them. I could disprove your case from a woman who had her miscarriage on the 81st day in the daytime, but it was Shabbos, and on Shabbos you cannot bring a korban for the later. If you're saying that the 81st day, as far as korbanos is concerned, goes by the time that you can bring korban, then if the 81st day was Shabbos, you have to wait till the 82nd day, because on Shabbos you can't bring a private korban, personal korban. The chayav is bekorban. Amalem b'sham b'shami answer no. Hello. In a matam apelis yom shmoyin ve'echad shechelius b'shabbos. If she had a miscarriage on the 81st day that came out on Shabbos, that's different. She'afel pishen eroy lekorban yochad eroy lekorban tibur. It's a time. As far as korbanos is concerned, it is a time for bringing korbanos, but only specific ones, public korbanos and not private ones. So since it's already a time that she could bring a korban, if it wouldn't be for the Isra of Shabbos, therefore that's considered a new start, and she would have to bring a new korban kamuvan on Shabbos itself the next day. Tomei mapelas or yishmoyin ve'echad, but it's different than having this hapola on the eve of the 81st day. Nighttime is not a time for any type of korbanos, and therefore, as far as korbanos is concerned, the 81st day starts in the morning. Don't give me a proof from the Tum of Atayra that's considered a new start. That a woman who gives birth has a hapola within the 80 days, in other words, the first 2 weeks of the 80 days, then she has she her dam is tamei, but she's potter from a korban.